This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
This is Justin with Lincoln. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Is this Jane?
It is Jane.
Okay, cool. Your number came up as unknown, so
yeah.
I just took a guess there. Good deal. Good, how are you doing?
Good guess. My phone is set to automatically go to voicemail if the number's not in my contact list.
Yeah, I have ran into that a couple of times this last week. And that's why the texting you usually works. So,
yeah.
Well, how are you doing, Jane?
I'm good, Jake. How are you?
I am doing good. I tell people all the time that, you know, when they ask me that, I'm 6 feet above the ground, and I've got a great wife and two beautiful kids. I can't complain one bit.
Right.
So, so I was looking at our text messages and you know, going through that. Let me see here real quick. So you had said you liked our rating at the Better Business Bureau, and
right,
you liked affordability and easy qualification. And you're looking mainly for life insurance, some value, and funeral support service. Right?
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not sure what that last thing you said was all about, but.
Well, with our package, it's a little bit more than just a regular life insurance. We actually have something called the Funeral Consumer Guardian Society that actually helps you out with funerals instead of just being a life insurance policy. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
uh-huh. That's good. So let me pull up my information real quick. Let me ask you this. What's the main thing that you're trying to accomplish with the final expense plan besides the obvious of, you know, taking care of your family? Is there anything else that you're looking to take care of in it?
No, I just want to make sure everything, that my kids and grandkids don't have to worry about anything.
Perfect. Perfect. I totally understand that.
That pertains to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, can I ask you one question?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Where are you?
I am actually in El Dorado, Arkansas. We have a couple different offices in the Midwest, in the Tennessee, and Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma. We're actually, Lincoln Heritage is nationwide, but I have a couple of offices in my region that I work out of. I live in El Dorado, Arkansas, but I have a Memphis office, and we have a Chattanooga office, and I go and visit those guys pretty regularly. We're all a team. And so when I'm working in my Tennessee areas, I have my normal Tennessee number.
Gotcha.
So be upfront about that. I won't try to lie to you about anything.
Please don't.
I know a lot of people like to say, oh, I'm right there local with you, but I'm not. I can be because I'm over there all the time.
That's
so,
okay.
But okay.
I was mainly talking about the way you sound.
Oh, yeah? What do you think? That's
you
the first time
like
I got that.
You sound like you're from around here.
Good. Hey, that makes me feel good. That makes me feel
yeah.
good. If I was really, really shaking just then, I was thinking you was going to call me a Yankee. And so.
No.
Well, good deal. Hey, so Jane, if let me ask you this question. If price wasn't an issue. I know price always is an issue, but if price
always
wasn't an issue, what would your perfect plan look like?
I don't know. I don't need a lot. I have lived a simple, frugal life,
mm-hmm.
so I don't need like a million or anything like that.
Right, right. Totally understand. But if it was, if you could pick it out, if you like with that, without it, without any money being offered, any prices being offered, you just, when you thought about it instantly, what kind of plan is like the plan, you know, that frugal, you know, Jane would go, yep, that's the one I'd probably go with.
But the older I get, the less.
You cut out a little bit, Jane. What'd you say?
Yeah, you did too a while ago, so I missed part of what you said. I said, are we talking about a funeral plan?
Well, just coverage. You know, we want it to take – well, I mean, I'll ask that. Are you wanting this to take more care of like a burial or a cremation?
Probably burial.
Okay, looking more into burial. So, and you said on here life –
yeah.
It does. But it does cost a little more. That's okay. That's okay. We're in the business of saving money. So even with the burial, we're going to try and make sure your family gets as most, you know, gets the best possible prices at all. So, okay. So burial, and are you looking more for like in your perfect plan, are you trying to get extra coverage, like to leave a little bit behind?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Probably, I'm just going to round figure it here.
Okay.
Maybe 200,000 or 250,000, somewhere around there. I mean, I don't want them to be excited that
yeah.
I died and got a shitload of money, excuse me.
No,
you know
fine.
What I mean? But I would like for everything to be paid for and maybe them
okay.
have a little extra, you know.
Okay. I'm just kind of feeling out where you're at. Okay, so what I can do for you, I'm going to go ahead and go out to tell you some stuff right out the gate. So we
okay.
specialize in smaller policies, not
okay.
the big not the big 200,000. But here's the cool thing about working with somebody like me is I can point you in the right directions for those other policies, for bigger policies.
Mm-hmm.
And I, over here at Lincoln, can take care of making sure your family doesn't get ripped off at the funeral home. I can, because of what we're able to do. So
okay.
I'd love to show you a couple of packages that I think would save your family money and then point you in the right direction to where you could get a little bit more extra coverage, right? So you said two things. You said burial and extra coverage. So I'm thinking about like let you know, because of what we specialize in, I'll show you a couple of things around the burial and a little bit extra, and then we can point you in the right direction and finding you something to get really extra coverage, okay?
Okay. What's the most y'all offer?
We go up to $35,000.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, a lot of times when you know, I tell this to people all the time, I have multiple different policies.
Mm-hmm.
I have my wife and my family. We all have $35,000 here at Lincoln, and the reason why is because they're able to save money not just on our policies and not just on our funeral, but on all the policies that we have together. So
right.
let's say I have $500,000 in life insurance. Well, Lincoln will make sure that nobody touches the rest of my money, so I can go to my family. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So. Let me look into a couple different things for you. And what I want to do first is tell you a little bit about us. But like I said, if I can't find, you know, I want to tell you my goal and my intent is to at least get something off your checklist checked today. Okay.
Right.
And if that's the burial package, I know that we can nail that, and we might be able to nail a little bit of extra coverage. You never know. We'll see. But I'd like to check something off of your list. And I want you to know, Jane, that if I can't, I do want to be able to be the guy that helps you out anyways and points you in the right direction. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So cool. Good. So just a couple of personal questions. All right. To see where we can go. Have you tested positive for HIV, AIDS, or been given 12 months or less to live?
No, thank the Lord.
Yes. And are you hospitalized, bedridden in a care facility, or receiving hospice care?
Not as I've done, but no.
Good. And can you verify your age for me?
I'm 62.
62.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Well, the good news, I got good news for you, Jane. You answered the magic questions correct. So you can find a plan here. We can find you something. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about them, about you know what each of our plans come with, and then we're going to customize what we can do for you. But I like to go over three things: features, advantages, and benefits of all of our plans. And so the features of your new plan with Lincoln First off, it's a whole life plan. And what that means is you're covered literally for your whole life. You, the benefits don't go down and the premiums will never increase on you, okay?
Okay.
Secondly, we're the number one final expense company in the entire nation. Okay, this is what this means for you and your family is you get the absolute best service. You talk to live people. Okay, you don't call into a company and spend 20 minutes on an automated line waiting. You when you call into Lincoln Heritage or you call me, you talk to a live person. Okay, that's probably one of my most favorite things because I hate calling automated machines.
Yes.
Yeah. And then here's the most important thing of this entire thing, Jane. You ready for this?
I am.
Okay. You get me, Justin Rawson. All right. I'm not with any other company in the entire world. I'm right here at Lincoln. And so you don't get Justin with any of those other packages, but you do get me with Lincoln. Okay.
Okay.
And what that means for you is you got somebody that goes to bat for your family. Okay. Not just the plan. You got an actual agent that is going to work hard for you. Okay.
Right.
And I want to thank you before even getting started on this for just allowing me the opportunity to go to work for you. Okay?
Thanks.
Now, one of our best features is all of our plans come with accidental death and dismemberment. And what that looks like for you is over $400,000 in a collective whole of different types of accidental coverage. All right? It could be an act of war terrorism, okay, like 9/11. Common carrier accident, maybe like a bus, a plane, or a train, anything you pay a fare for if you're traveling. An automobile accident. This one's huge because you know just as I know that people don't know how to drive in this world.
Amen,
right?
Brother. Right.
And so this is coming included with your plan, okay? The automobile accident, and then we have any other type of accident is covered too. And we also have a living benefit that if you lose your eye, hand, or a foot due to an accident, we're going to help you out there as well. So let me ask you this, Jane. What stood out of all those features, what stood out the most?
All of it.
Well, I do a pretty good job of getting it, you know, making it all sound pretty good. But if you had to pick one thing, what would it be?
I like that accidental thing.
Yeah.
Accidental, yeah.
Yeah. Accidental is good. Like I said, this world is crazy. So
it is so crazy.
Well, and that also kind of that you know you've been doing pretty good for 62 years, right?
Right. I have.
So if something was to happen to you, it's probably going to be an accident, and that would provide that extra coverage that you were talking about. So we checked one box, didn't we?
Right.
There we go. Let's see what else we can do. So next, moving on to the advantages. Every one of the advantages of your new plan is going to revolve around the Funeral Consumer Guardian Society. I know you don't know what that is, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. But I'm going to call them the FCGS, all right, because that other part is a mouthful.
Okay.
All right. Some of the first advantage with the FCGS is price matching. Okay, and what that means is on the day that you die, the FCGS is going to call other funeral homes in your area to make sure your family gets the best possible funeral at the best possible price. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
It is, but what if I only want to use one certain funeral home?
Well, the good thing about this plan is it's your plan. So if you only want to use one funeral home, that's your choice. Here's the cool thing about it. It still works for you. If you wanted to use, a certain funeral home, we would still call around to other funeral homes just to get it like kind of like a competitive pricing going.
Right.
And just to see if we can get the price at the funeral home you want lower.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
Okay. And then another advantage is making sure your family doesn't overspend on a casket. You know, funeral homes aren't bad people. You know, I've got plenty of friends that work at funeral homes and they don't, you know, it's a business. So they're going to mark up their caskets and other. Right. And so we look at it, and if let's say a casket's overpriced way too much, and we can find it online or at the wholesale place for a lot cheaper, well, if that funeral home doesn't want to like work with the family to get that price down, we'll actually just mail them one, and by federal law, they have to accept it.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. There's a lot of stuff that people don't know.
Right.
And then the last advantage I like to tell people about is reviewing the contract. If you've ever dealt with death, which I'm sure you have, because mostly everybody in the world I talk to nowadays has lost somebody.
Right.
And when we're sitting across from the funeral director in that little room that they put us in at that table, and they put a contract in front of us, it's probably the fastest decision we make. We just sign it and get out of there because we don't feel like doing anything. Am I right?
True. True.
So what the SCGS is going to do for you is take a picture of that contract and send it to us, and we will look over it and just make sure that it's exactly what it's supposed to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's a Saturday.
That's fine. We're 24/7. When it comes to, when it comes to our clients, I'll give you a story. My granddad, he died at 3:00 in the morning. Okay. He was shot in Dallas.
Oh.
And, it was really, really, really rough. And it was a really, really just bad scene. It was rough, but my uncle, he was in Shreveport, about 3.5 hours away, and he got the call that Grumpy had been shot, he picked up the phone, called the Funeral Consumer Guardian Society at 3:00 in the morning, right? And 45 minutes later, they called him back and said, "We found a couple different packages for you. What do you want us to do?" He picked out the package, and then he drove to Dallas. He got to Dallas a couple hours later, and when we got there, he went straight to the funeral home to see what he could do, and they had already been paid, and everything had already been arranged, and so he didn't have to do anything.
Oh, wow.
It was that simple, okay?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: out of those advantages, what do you love the most?
I like that last thing you talked about. That's pretty good.
Okay, I love that.
Sorry
and
about
so, your well, thank you so much about that. He was a great guy. He'd been paralyzed his whole life that I knew him. He was a carpenter, and he was carrying a dresser with his brother, and he fell, and that's what had happened. He was paralyzed, and he couldn't get out of his car, and it was a sad, unfortunate incident, because it was the police. They thought somebody called the police about somebody sitting in their van, and he wouldn't comply because he couldn't get out of the car. And so, yeah, really, really, really sad. He was shot by the police. It was really, really sad, and I've talked to the police several times. I've talked to the guy that actually shot him, and he feels so bad. He didn't know. It kind of gave us an insight on the whole situations in America. Because he didn't know. He just got a call that somebody was acting a little creepy. In a van. And it's sad. It's sad.
But my granddad,
he left a mark on this world. So I'll see him again one day, but I'm thankful that I got to spend my life with him,
Right.
So, and I'm thankful that Lincoln got to do what they did, to take care of him, so well.
Right.
Cause it was really amazing. Now, last thing that I want to go over before I show you some plans, Jane, is the benefits of our plan. Okay, and there's two main benefits that I want to go over, and one of them I just kind of talked to you about with my granddad, Grumpy. The most important benefit is we pay our claims within 24 hours of receiving the death certificate.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's pretty fast, right?
That is.
All right. Go ahead and say it. That's fast.
That's fast.
There you go. There you go.
As long as you get the death certificate fast.
Well, we'll help out with that, too. You know, we try to help out as much as we can on every aspect of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another benefit is pre-planning. Okay, you can sit down in the comfort of your home, and you actually can plan everything for your family before anything ever happens, and that way it's known what mama wanted, right?
Right.
Yeah, because that's the toughest thing is when we don't know. We don't know what happened, and I can even help you out on that. I can, you know, after we get this plan started, I can call you back. And I can go over exactly what you want and get it submitted for you and have it ready for your family, okay?
Oh, wow.
So by having all these benefits that I'm talking about, you and your family are going to have peace of mind, and you're going to relieve your family of the financial and emotional burden that comes after your death.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, on top of everything I just told you. On the day that you die, the only thing your family will have to do is pick up the phone, call us, and literally everything be taken care of. How does that make you feel?
Sounds great.
All right.
Sounds
all right.
Great.
Good, good.
It sounds expensive also.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that yet. I'm about to look up these plans. But let me ask you this. Before I even show you these plans, you know, you said that sounds great. What would, if you could put a price on peace of mind for your family, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know.
It's hard to come up with one, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because you love them, right?
How would you put a number on that?
Right. You know, but that's what we're talking about here. We're making sure your family's going to be taken care of, and you're not going to have to worry about it. Once we figure out what you want, you don't have to worry about it anymore because we're going to take care of them. Okay?
Right.
Now, have you used any form of tobacco in the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. I'm pulling up a sheet real quick. Give me one second. Technology works against me sometimes.
Sometimes it sure does.
All right. No tobacco in the last 12 months. Where did I go? All right. And I got your age of 62. And then what kind of medications are you on, Jane? Are you on any medications?
Blood pressure medicine and then just some vitamins and over-the-counter stuff.
Okay. Perfect. No blood thinners or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What were you about to say? I cut you off, I think.
I was just going to say over the counter is my choice, not doctor recommended or anything.
Okay. Perfect. I understand. I take my vitamins too. I got to have them. I want to be around. As long
right.
as I can. Have you had any kind of, and this is just in the last 2 years, have you had any problems with the heart, like heart attack or congestive heart failure or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What about any kind of, you're pretty healthy? Is that what you're about to say?
Uh-huh.
Good. No stroke issues or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And what about like COPD or emphysema?
No, thank goodness.
Good. And do you have diabetes?
I do not.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're pretty healthy. Well, I'm going to show you a couple of different plans, and here we go. I want to let you know, first off, that you qualify for what's called our final expense plan. What that means is it starts when you start. As soon as that first month's premium is taken care of, your coverage goes into full effect. All right, so just for example, if we took a $35,000 plan today and you, God forbid, you died next week, your family would get that full $35,000. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's no waiting period. It's going to pay out full benefit. Okay? I know that's hard to believe, but, you know, that's how we do it over here at Lincoln. Okay? And then the other thing, this is a new benefit. This is pretty cool. we have a, what's called a terminal illness benefit. And what that means is that, let's say you took out $30,000. I'm just using that because it's a nice round number. But you took out $30,000, and let's say 5 years from now, you know, God forbid, you got diagnosed with some kind of a terminal illness, and you were given 12 months or less to live. We would actually, you could choose to take out 50% of your plan. So to help out with medical bills, maybe go on a beach vacation. You know, I know that my wife, she says this all the time. If she got declared terminally ill, she's calling Link and getting $15,000. She's getting half of her money, and we're going on a beach vacation because she's not going to lay in a bed for 12 months when she's declared terminally ill. So you got that choice with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the plan. That's the plan that you qualify for. Now I'm gonna go over a couple different plans. And I gotta ask this before I do. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you absolutely love this plan and you're mad at me because I didn't call you last month, or okay, 1 being you wouldn't take this plan if it was absolutely free, where do we fall?
Okay. Right now?
Yeah.
Around 8.
Probably about an 8. Perfect. What would we have to do to get to a 9?
Well, we got to talk money.
Money? There we go. Yeah,
money's a big deal. You know what I mean?
Totally understand. And I'm glad you said that because money is a big deal and price is important to me. Okay? So what I'm going to tell you is this. You qualify from $1,000 up to $35,000. What I'm about to show you is what I think is best for you. And I need you to hear that because I'm telling you I think it's best for you. So
okay.
I need you to do it. Can you do me a favor, Jane?
Uh-huh. Maybe.
If you think that you need less coverage or more coverage, or you just don't like the three plans that I show you, can you do me a favor and don't hang up and let me actually serve you?
Okay.
Can you do that?
How long is this going to take, though? I don't mean any harm.
No, I'm getting there right now. I just don't need you. I just need you to do me that little favor, and then we're done, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I got our bronze package, which is a $10,000 monthly package. I'm sorry, not monthly package, $10 natural death coverage package with over $400,000 in accidental and all the bells and whistles I just talked about, and that one's only going to be $59 a month.
Okay.
And then I got a $15,000 natural death covered for your whole life, starts immediately, and that one's got all that extra coverage in it as well, and that one's only $83 a month. And then I got the gold package. It's a $20,000 natural death benefit, okay? And that one's got over $400,000 in accidental and all the benefits that we just talked about, and that one's only going to be $107 a month.
Okay.
So, Jane, big question, all right? If you were to die today, which one of these plans would you want to be leaving behind to your family?
Well, I'd want to leave them the most, but I don't know if I can afford $100 a month. And another question. How long do I pay $100 a month? Till I die?
Yes, ma'am.
I pay on it every month till I die.
Yeah, but it pays out. I mean, it's going to pay out before you ever, like I said, I mean, you pay one payment of $107, and if you, God forbid, you died tomorrow, it's going to pay out the full $20,000.
Right.
You know, so I pray that you overpay, because that means you lived a long time and a long, healthy life. But that's not why you called in to get insurance. You called in because to protect your family now.
Right.
And so you wanted, I'm hearing you on the $20,000. You like that one, but I don't want you to get anything that's going to put you in any kind of bind.
Right. Let
you
me
think
ask
that? Go ahead.
Is it possible that you could email all this to me and I could read over it and then
well,
get
absolutely.
Back? That'd be great because I'd love to see it in ink.
Well, absolutely.
Okay.
And once I email that over, what is there anything else that, like, is that the only thing that's stopping you from taking care of your family today?
I just need to study, yeah.
Okay. And do what?
I have trust issues. I have major trust issues. So
well, I understand.
I need to see it in black and white. I need to know exactly what I, you know what I'm saying? I need a while. Heaven forbid I die tomorrow, but I need to study up on it.
So yeah. Well, I want you to study up on it. I don't want you to make a bad decision. I don't think you called in to make a bad decision, right?
Right, right.
Well, the last thing I want for you is to make a bad decision. I actually want you to make the best decision.
Right, me too.
So we're gonna send this out. Let me ask you, though, do you think making the best decision is putting your family right back in the same situation and not having anything? And I'm just asking that question.
Say it again.
So do you think making the best decision for your family is getting right back into the same thing and not having any coverage? You know, I don't want you to think on this too long, whether it's with me or another company. You know, I'd like to serve you and put you, if you don't like this plan, I would at least want to put you in the right direction to take care of your family.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if that's not with me, I hope you understand
right.
that, because you called in because you love somebody, and you
right.
called in because you wanted to take care of them.
Right.
And it would almost be traitorous to me to let you off the phone and not do what you wanted to do for your family.
Right.
Even though I'm going to send you everything, I'm trying to figure out how can we figure out how to do something to protect your family like you wanted to.
Right.
So what do you think about that? What if we is there something on there that would change your mind?
Not that I can think of right now, but I want to read it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's the only thing stopping you?
Right now, yes.
Okay.
I want to see it.
Okay. And how long do you think you need to look over it? Because I'm getting it prepared right now to send over.
Well, I work and I have things to do around here, so.
Absolutely.
A week.
Okay,
a week.
Okay. Okay.
God willing, I'm not dying before then.
No, I know, and I wouldn't want that to happen. I'll tell you quickly. You know, I had somebody that called in on February 11th, and when we talked to them, they said the same thing that you're saying, and in February 14th, they died.
Yeah.
So that's where I run to, because here's the thing. If you know, I'm going to be sending you everything, my agent number, I'm going to send you all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Now, and even if we did this today, you're going to get all that stuff.
Right.
But here's the thing. You get to look over it and go, okay, I'm covered. While I'm looking over it, I'm protected. And then if I don't like it, I can call this company and say, you know what, I don't like it.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I'd rather do it the other way.
Okay, I totally understand.
Then tell you.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I just trying to look out.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to get this, and this email is a good email that we got, the GEJane@AOL.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me.
All right. Well, I'm going to get this sent out to you, Jane, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Justin.
No problem. Hey, do you got any other questions while I got you on the phone?
Not right now. I might later. If I'm reading through that and see anything I'd like to ask, can I just text you at that number?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you just want, when I'm building this up, do you just want the ones that I just showed you the package wise? Like, or do you want me to show you anything else? I didn't think about asking that. I showed you a 10, a 15, and a 20, and you were more interested in 20. But, you know, you could always look at different plans as well.
Right.
So is there anything else you want me that you want me to send you?
How many different plans do y'all have?
Oh, you qualify all the way up to 35,000 and all the way down to 1,000.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I was saying you could let us take care of your burial.
Right.
And you could get, you don't have to go, you know, big with us if that's not what you're looking at. If that's what's, you know, holding you up a little bit. Because we're going to save money regardless on your funeral, just like what we did with my grumpy.
Right, right.
So is there anything else that you want me to look at so you can ask me more questions? Because I want you to feel real good about this. I don't want you to feel bad about it.
Right. I can't think of anything right now.
Okay.
If I do, I'll holler.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'm gonna send this out, and you text away as you know whenever you have a question. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right, no problem, Jane. You have a blessed. Yeah, I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to just to talk to you. If you need something, reach out. And other than that, you have a blessed day, Miss Jane.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye.